Welcome to WP Coffee Talk with your podcast barista, Michelle Frechette. Special thanks to our amazing sponsors, Sentry Hosting, Expander Digital, GoWP, and WP Explorer. WP Coffee Talk is a proud supporter of Big Orange Heart, whose mission is to support and promote positive well-being and mental health within remote working communities. Please consider a donation to Big Orange Heart to continue to support this great mission. Welcome to WP Coffee Talk, where I get to talk to people all over the WordPress community, all over the world. And today, my guest is Chris Badgett from Lifter LMS. How are you, Chris?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well, thank you. Sheltering in place, working from home, which is not where I usually work. So I'm usually in an office with, you know, all kinds of stuff going on around me. But now you see my house here. So here we go. I was noticing before there's a blanket on the couch, you know. It's lived in. What can I say? Now, we were talking before the show. I'm in Rochester, New York, and you're up in Maine.
I'm on the coast of Maine, a small town called Belfast.
Very cool. And you and I both are experiencing snow, even though it's mid-April right now.
That's right.
So the rest of the world who is in Miami and California, they're like, oh, it's in the 70s, it's in the 80s. We don't get that for at least another month or two, but that's okay. I don't know about you, but I knew that going into it.
Yeah, I know the deal.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you don't move to Maine and expect, you know, 80 degree temperatures in April. It just doesn't work that way. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
So I'm a work from home dad. I live on a little organic farm. I've been in WordPress for 12 years, and I have a learning management system for WordPress called Lifter LMS. And when I go to WordCamps and stuff, the thing that people ask me about most, more than my LMS software, is the cabin I built in my backyard, which is my office. So I'm standing inside of a cabin that I built that I run my business from in the office. And I posted it all over Twitter as I was building it and everything. And it became like a little, it's like it became part of the brand. I didn't even think that would happen, but that's who I am. And that's what I do.
That's actually pretty cool. And I do remember seeing pictures of it on Twitter. Yeah. That's pretty cool. Then do you have like a path that you shovel out in the wintertime between the house and the cabin? Or do you just kind of, today I think I'll just work in the house?
I always work out here. I have a wood stove in here. Nice. There's a fire burning in there right now. And I actually pay one of my daughters to shovel the path and shovel the, I built a little porch off of it. So I pay her $1 to do that.
I think that's called child labor, but we won't even go there. We won't go there. That's awesome. And I always tell people how I know people. And you and I haven't, we were just talking, I don't think we've actually met in person. We've probably been in the same room before, but we've actually never met before. But we're friends through Twitter. And so this is our first time chatting, and it's really nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you as well.
Thanks for being here. Now, I always ask people, tell me about your mug. I saw you had your mug. I have the same mug, but not today. Yeah. So show me your mug.
So this is a Liquid Web mug that I got at WordCamp US this past year in 2019.
That's how I know that we were in the same space.
Okay. Yeah.
Because right across from there.
That's a WordPress like power user thing. Like I know where that swag was at that event for that company. So therefore I can deduce. I totally understand that, like by the t-shirt or whatever.
Yeah, but when you have a coffee talk, when your show is called Coffee Talk and people send you mugs or give you mugs, that's a little bit even easier than the t-shirt thing to remember. So totally. What are you drinking? What's in your mug today?
This is a Stowaway IPA. It's a beer from Maine where I am. So mm-hmm. It's 5 o'clock where I am. It's been a long day. So I'm having a nice beverage, enjoying this podcast.
Nice. I sometimes have bourbon in my mug, but today I have a mug from my mom. So my mother gave me this one years ago. And nice. I made coffee, and my creamer that has sugar in it already was almost out. So I took the sugar jar and I just tried to tip a little bit in there and ended up with about 5 tablespoons of sugar in this coffee. So I had to top it off with a little more cream. And by the end of the episode, I might be bouncing off the walls because it's like dessert, but we'll see how it goes.
Awesome.
Tell us how you got started with WordPress.
So the short version of it is I was not a technologist at all. I got into WordPress. I spent about 10 years in Alaska running sled dogs up there, and I used to live on a glacier. You could only get there by helicopter, and I managed a sled dog tour business up there. And during that period of my life, I started wanting to blog about outdoor leadership, which is a topic that's important to me. So managing groups of people and stuff like that was kind of the world I came out of. And so I first found WordPress when I wanted to start sharing my thoughts about leadership and management through a blog. And I watched some YouTube videos about how to blog with WordPress.
That's awesome. So how did you progress from WordPress to actually developing a learning management system? And we're going to talk more about it later. So give me the like this the nutshell, and then we'll get into it a little more.
So when it comes to WordPress, I think I've really done the full stack in a lot of ways. You know, I've read a lot of blogs and I've been on a lot of websites. I've blogged. Then I started using, I became a freelancer and I built some sites for clients who, you know, my first website I sold for $300 to a real estate developer, my services. And then I grew into an agency. I started selling stuff that I couldn't deliver. So I hired developers and designers and stuff like that. And then I merged my agency with another company who had bigger clients than I did. And then out of that agency, we bootstrapped the product Lifter LMS back in 2014, when we realized that, you know, we were kind of product people in our DNA more than service people. Not that one's better than the other, just me and my co-founder and just our ethos, we were just more product people. So that's where Lifter LMS came from.
That's pretty cool, actually. I know lots of people that have that are using different LMS systems, and yours is always one of the ones that gets compared. So that's pretty cool. So it was kind of neat to ask you to be on the show, which I'll tell a little story too. So the other night I was on Reddit. I love Reddit. I love going through the WordPress. Subreddits, and I answer as many questions as I can. I'm not a developer. I don't know PHP, but you don't always have to know those things to be able to help people. I could just, about a half an hour ago, I helped a guy with some CSS code on Reddit. And so somebody had asked a question specifically about Lifter LMS in Reddit. And I was like, wait, I know the guy who does Lifter LMS. So I direct messaged you, and you like went right into Reddit and responded to him. And I was like, okay, this is super cool. I got to have Chris on the show. Awesome. Yeah.
Well, thanks for having me. And I have to admit, I'm kind of in a lot of places like Twitter, Facebook group, whatever. But Reddit, I am not a Reddit person, so I don't really understand it and know the ethos. So it was fun to go in there because it's not something I'm used to. And I was like, this is cool. I hope I'm not breaking any rules while I'm in here. So
there are almost no rules. The only thing you're not supposed to do in certain subreddits is sell. So like, you know, I was in the nonprofit one once, and somebody asked a question, and I said something about GiveWP, and I got banned from the Reddit. I was like, wow. Okay. All right, now I know.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was perfect. And I think he was probably pretty happy, or she, I don't know, that you were able to answer those questions so quickly with all positive answers, too, that you could actually do everything that they needed. So that was very cool.
Awesome. Well, thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, it was kind of fun. I was like, I can connect people. I love that. When you think about websites in general, and maybe, you know, specifically people who are using learning management systems, what's something that you think in the industry we don't pay enough attention to that we need to make stronger, better websites for our end users?
To focus on the result more than the mechanism. And what I mean by that, so I'm not just talking, it's about LMS. Like, so for example, I see people get really married to certain tools, like certain page builders, certain LMS, certain membership plugins, certain e-commerce plugins, certain whatever. And they're like, yeah, I'm an expert in this tool. But what people really want is a specific result. And sometimes the tool set varies based on what you need. And I think what we need as an industry is just a deeper connection with our customer, our client, who's asking us to build something and build around the result they want more than the tools that we know and love. I think that's what our industry really needs. And in the LMS space specifically, you know, I see people, Lifter's super flexible, so you can use it for courses. You can do it paid courses, free courses. you know, authority influencer business or like course marketplace or internal training in a company or training based membership site, super flexible. Mm-hmm. But if you go to a client, it's really about what they need, like which one of those business models are we doing here? So then let's choose our tools and configure the plan based on that more than what we like to do and what our specialty is. I think that's what the, and not just in the LMS space, I think a more client focus as opposed to like tools focused conversation is really important.
It makes a lot of sense. It reminds me of that old adage that if all you have is a hammer, every problem looks like a nail.
Yeah.
So you don't always want to use just that one tool. You've got other things that you can do at your disposal. Oh, that makes a lot of sense. What's something that you wish you had known earlier in your WordPress journey that you've learned since that might have made life a little bit easier earlier on?
I wish I had gotten involved in the community earlier. Mm-hmm. So I had, my first foray into WordPress was 2008. And then the first time I ever went to a WordPress event of any kind was an event that Chris Lemma runs called Cabo Press. And this was in 2015 or something like that. So I spent 7 years in WordPress having never met another WordPress user. My business partner, Thomas, I actually met on the internet. Like we signed papers, business partnership papers before ever meeting in person.
Wow.
So I had been fully remote for a very long time with clients all over the world. And I had no idea what about this amazing community that was around the project until I went to Cabo Press, which is not really, it's a very like niche specific thing. And then I started going to WordCamps. We started sponsoring WordCamps and doing more stuff and attending WordCamps and really kind of became immersed in the community, organizing WordCamps. Like, I just wish I had figured that out sooner.
You're not the first person to say that. I'll say one of the first things I did was somebody said, you know, there's these things called WordCamps. And I was like, well, I'll go to one and see. Like,
yeah.
We'll see, you know, and it's like halfway through the day, I was like, when's the next one? Because this is pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I've lost count of how many I've attended by now, but there's so much fun.
Yeah.
And you learn so much and you make so many connections. It's, yeah, definitely. If people are listening and they haven't been to a WordPress event, you really need to go because you don't know what you're missing until you see it. Thinking about WordCamps and meetups and any other kind of WordPress events, what's an event or a moment in time that was kind of pivotal for you that I always say like the aha moment or like this, the angel sang or whatever you, however you want to describe it. What happened? What was it? And you know, what was the result?
So we found success in WordPress by really getting focused. And as an agency, we started focusing on online courses and training-based membership sites. And we were literally building like LMSs from scratch every time, new for high-end client, like big price point clients. And I was sitting with one of my business partners at the time, and he asked me, and just so you know, like before all this, I started creating online courses on my own, on Udemy and other places. Like I was kind of the scratch your own itch kind of guy. I'm like, there's gotta be something better in WordPress. This has got to be easier. I mean, it's a content management system. Surely we can structure all this stuff in an educational format. And my business partner turned to me. He's like, you know, if we could build a product in the WordPress space, and because we could do a lot of things. We had a really talented team and just, you know, we were really scrappy and innovative and very different. Like we weren't, had a lot of different personalities, different backgrounds. Very open-minded. And he was like, what should we build? And I remember saying it without hesitation. I was like, we should build an LMS for WordPress and, you know, work on these problems that the modern course creator and training-based membership site person has. So that one moment that night when he kind of just opened up the conversation like, hey, if we were going to switch from agency to product, what should we build? I was like, well, let's build this. So that was a pivotal event in our transition there.
That's pretty cool, especially when you think about the fact that like using Udemy or one of those things, you're taking people off your website. You're letting somebody else host your content. If you can keep it in your WordPress website, it's completely yours. Nobody else has access to it. The information that flows through it, it's all in yours and it's in your WordPress databases, which makes perfect sense.
Totally.
So tell me a little bit more about Lifter LMS. How did you develop it? What do you think is the key component that sets you apart and makes you better than some of the other competition?
I can answer both questions with one image, which is a problem in WordPress, not just in LMS, called the software Frankenstein. So when we first, I'm a WordPress power user. I'm not a developer. I have a business partner who's a developer and an engineer. But when you put me in play, like on a website, and people like me, which is most of the WordPress users who are non-technical, non-developers, and they're sticking plugins and themes and stuff together, what happens is they build this software Frankenstein, which, I need this plugin for that from that company, this plugin for this, this plugin for this. And all of a sudden things get unmanageable, lots of conflict. You're like more band-aids and stuff like that. So that's really the problem we wanted to solve from the very beginning, mm-hmm. was how do we build an all-in-one solution? And the way we conceptualize that is you don't need a separate membership plugin. You don't need a separate e-commerce plugin. You don't need a separate engagement plugin. You don't need to string together all these different plugins to create an LMS experience with like user accounts, progress tracking, course structure, curriculum design. We're just going to put it all together. Mm-hmm. So that's what makes us special. And as time goes on, we've built out that model so that, and also I should say, we do believe in like using other tools in the WordPress space. If you want to use WooCommerce, we integrate with that. If you want to use one of 1,000 themes out there or whatever, just take your pick. If you need like some other utility on your site, there's other plugins that can help, like simply schedule appointments for like doing, appointment calendars and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, but it was really that all-in-one solution and removing mm-hmm. that friction so that somebody like me, who's not a developer, could come off a platform like Udemy, Teachable, Thinkific and be like, you know what? I want more control, power, flexibility, ownership of the asset I'm created. I don't want somebody else's hand in my money. And I want to do it, but I want all the power of WordPress without the hassle. So that's kind mm-hmm. of our guiding principle of what makes Lifter special in the space. And then we also layer on top of that, which you kind of experienced in your story, which makes me super happy, is community and conversation. We don't mm-hmm. optimize for conversions. We optimize for conversations. So when we have a really interactive Facebook group, we have just if you reach out to us, we're going to talk to you. We're not going to hide around behind the website. And that's what really, we just double down on community. Love on the tribe is our number one company value. So that's kind of what makes us special in the space.
I have in my office, which of course we're not working from my office today, but I have a sign that says, find your tribe, love them hard. So
see, I'm feeling it.
Same idea. Yeah. And what I do at Give is we call every new customer. So everybody that purchases our plugin, they give us a phone number, we give them a phone call. Welcome them to using it and having those same conversations. So it makes a difference, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there's a phone number on our pricing page. Who does that in WordPress?
Exactly. It's not,
yeah.
That's pretty cool. How scalable is Lifter LMS? So, like, I know that if I wanted to, have a, hey, intro to WordPress class, I could throw that up with Lifter. If I am teaching, a semester at the local community college, is it scaled to that as well? And how does it work?
Totally. Well, you mentioned WordPress class. One of the biggest WordPress educators, there's a site called WP101. There's a guy, Sean Hesketh. He powers his platform with Lifter LMS. Last time I talked to him, like 3 years ago, he said it in a podcast, so I'm comfortable sharing his numbers. It was something like 35,000 users on the site. And it's been a couple years, so I would just guess it's, over 50 somewhere.
Yeah.
At this point. So it can scale. And when you go big, like more than 1,000, 10,000, and you get into a lot of concurrent users, you need to have a good host.
Sure.
So this is where Managed WordPress comes into play. And companies like Liquid Web, you know, here. And like in our community, we hear, you know, WP Engine comes up a lot. Kensta comes up a lot. Liquid Web comes a lot. There's new players that are always coming in and really trying to craft that better experience for websites where the WordPress site is the business. It's not just a marketing brochure. Because those sites need more. They need more everything. They need better support. Like they need peace of mind. They need backups, recovery, you know, security, all this stuff. So that's part of the mix for a successful site.
Sure, especially for speed, right? Because you don't want your classes to be like super slow and people to get frustrated. So making sure that you're in the right hosting platform makes a lot of sense in that too then.
Totally.
For sure. Yeah. So when you're at a WordPress event, like a WordCamp and that kind of thing, what kind of great conversations are you having? Like, what are the questions people are asking that, you know, hey, answer them right now while people are listening to the podcast?
Well, one of them is like about this cabin I'm in, like, how'd you do that or whatever. So I'll just tell you real quickly that, the home office, we homeschool our kids. So they're always around. And, I'm like you, we were talking earlier about music and background noise. Mm-hmm. Me personally, I don't like working in a coffee shop. I can do music, but it has to be instrumental. And I'm a productivity nerd. So I need to have like this is more than a man cave. It's a creative cave. Yep. And I designed every square inch of everything that's around me, which you can't see, but from scratch. I mean, I have a hammock in here that I take naps and lunch. There's just so much. I'm at a stand-up desk that I built into the wall. So they ask me about my office a lot. So, and the way I did it is how I do everything. Cause I'm an entrepreneur. I don't know how to do everything, but I see opportunity everywhere. But what I am good at is building a team. So I found somebody near me who was a builder that I hired to come over to my house and help me learn how to do the construction. And so we worked on it together and all that. So that's how I built my office. The other thing people ask me all the time is about pricing for their course. Mm-hmm. So it has nothing to do with how many minutes or video content you have. It's really what it comes down to is the value of the result your course can deliver. Again, if we, instead of putting our product at the center, and if we put our customer at the center, so in this case, the course creator's customer, the learner, what do they want and need? Do they need training? They might need other products, other services, templates, worksheets, other software, maybe some discounts on something, maybe some blueprints of something. And we surround that customer with support. How much does that customer at the center of our business value that result that we've worked hard to create and deliver? And that's where the price comes from. And I'm also a big fan of recurring revenue. Mm-hmm. So if you can do it in a way without getting on like this unbearable content treadmill or constant one-on-one coaching, and do it in a scalable way, either through premium pricing or through group models, there's a lot you can do. And also I say Lifter is an all-in-one solution, but if you pair it with a couple tools like Zoom, which we're in right now, you know, Vimeo Pro for like hosting your videos to keep the website like super fast and everything, you can build an incredible coaching business. And whatever the result your coaching provides, like what's that worth to the person? And then my recommendation is 10x it. So if that result is hypothetically worth $1,000, maybe you're sitting on a $100 course. If it's a $100,000 thing, maybe it's a $10,000 program. If it's much bigger and like priceless, I don't know. The sky's the limit. Like, what do you want to charge? So it's. I'm a big fan of value-based pricing. So people ask me about that a lot as well. And one more how did I do this as a non-developer, like in the WordPress space? Mm-hmm. And for me, it's all about diversity and like my business partner, Thomas, he's a brilliant engineer and developer, and we are completely different We think different. We prioritize different. We have healthy conflict together. Mm-hmm. So that is the magic behind Lifter LMS. I'm the face. I end up taking a lot of the credit, but really there's a whole team, partnership and team here making the magic happen.
That's awesome. And it's really good when you can point to those people and say, it isn't just me. It takes a village, so to speak, but it takes our village
totally.
To make it happen. Yeah, that's pretty cool. I want to move into our rapid fire questions and I call them rapid fire because it just reminds me of Inside the Actor Studio when James Lipton asks all those questions at the end. But take as much time as you want to answer them.
Okay.
So first question, what are two or three must-have plugins that you would recommend to somebody building their own website?
You need to have a form plugin. So I would suggest Gravity, WP Forms, Formidable, or Ninja Forms. I love WP Fusion, which is integrates WordPress to 42 different CRMs. I happen to be an active campaign guy, so I like that. Mm-hmm. And the next one would probably be the Facebook plugin, because I think you should design around marketing from the beginning. So as soon as you start launching your site, you should get that tracking pixel in there so that later when you are ready to do Facebook ads or whatever, that mm-hmm. you've kind of set yourself up for success. And I'll just throw one more in. I really like Munster Insights for the same reason, for Google Analytics integration, so that we can make data-informed decisions.
Data is important. Absolutely. At any point in your WordPress journey, have you had a mentor, whether it was official or unofficial, and somebody who maybe took you under their wing, or somebody that was actually an official mentor or business coach, and who was it?
I've definitely learned a lot from Chris Lemma. Mm-hmm. And so he's been fantastic and really gave us some great advice at certain parts of our journey. Through Chris, I met a lot of other great leaders like Corey Miller, Syed Balki, Jason Cohen from WP Engine. There's just so many. Like, I'm an avid learner, so I always feel like I'm standing on the shoulders of giants, and I'm always open to learning from people around me. But those are some that come to the top of the head.
Okay, so the next question becomes a little more difficult because you can't say any of those same names again.
Okay.
Who's somebody in the WordPress community that you admire and why?
I really admire Carrie Dills, mm-hmm. Because she is wicked smart. She knows how to have fun, and she is, I just like her attitude. And one more, I really admire Matt Medeiros. Mm-hmm. I love his commitment to community, to truth and like justice and just preserving the WordPress community and like challenging the status quo. And I also admire his ability when I first met Matt, like I used to listen to his podcast. Remember, I used to be alone, but I would listen to a few WordPress podcasts and I'd be listening mm-hmm. to the Matt Report. And then I finally met him one day and I'm like, this is awesome. But I really admire his communication ability and podcasting. I have a mm-hmm. podcast called LMS Cast, and really Matt was one of the people that inspired me to even consider becoming a podcaster. And he had no idea. He probably doesn't even know that right now.
That's very cool. Well, he might if he listens to this episode. One of the other things that I admire about Matt, since you brought him up, is he's one of those people that actually puts his money where his mouth is. And yep. he is constantly fundraising for WP and Up, who I also support, mm-hmm. and this podcast supports as well, which is about mental health in the WordPress community specifically. So. He's a pretty cool totally. Guy. You got a WP and Up something over there, do you?
Yeah, I was looking for my hat, but I can't find it. It's not in
your Matt Report hat?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he did. He gave, for a while, I think it was all the profit from that
yeah.
hat into WP and Up. And he just did something else recently. I don't remember what it was.
T-shirt. Yeah.
That's right. T-shirt. Yeah. Very cool. Yeah, I agree. He's a great person in the community space for sure. What's something that you'd like to learn in WordPress, but you haven't tackled yet?
So I'm like a really creative person. I'm more of like an artist type, very left brained. I think in pictures and I'm very abstract, right? So I have to work really hard to even communicate clearly. It's like I have to, I'm so in my head and so like visual that I have to try really hard to be succinct and clear communicator. So there's certain concepts. This is what makes the magic between Thomas and I, my co-founder. Thomas, he is also very creative, but he can also be, he's very systems and logical minded. And I want to learn more about the logical side without getting overwhelmed. And just to give you a funny example, like here I am, a somewhat quote successful WordPress product entrepreneur. I still don't really understand what a database is. I'm not even sure. But you know what I understand better than anybody in the world is like course creator problems. So when you put me and Thomas together, that's where the magic happens. But my whole point is I want to learn how to, what engineers do better. I have a lot of love and empathy and sympathy and all that, but I just want to know their world a little more because I'm fascinated by it.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense too. If you can understand each other a little bit better, maybe you can even have better synergy. You never know.
There you go.
Awesome. What is one of the biggest WordPress mistakes you've ever made, and what did you learn from it?
There's a lot. Besides not getting involved with the community earlier is one. Number two is there were times in our client services where we recommended WordPress solutions when it wasn't the best option. So this goes back to my earlier point of like, you know, that person probably shouldn't have used BuddyPress for that. We should have done something else. Or I even do it now, like in sales, like if I'm talking to somebody and like they're a better fit for a hosted platform, I will tell them like, hey, I think this might be a better fit for you. So, you know, that's a big issue. And then, I think the third one is just stressing out too much especially in the early days, both as a client, freelancer, and also as a WordPress product person. Because when the numbers are small, like you're not making a lot of money or selling a lot of projects and your plugin is just kind of starting, it's very painful and hard. But there's signal in those early adoption and sales, and you've got real people with real businesses paying you money to like chill out a little bit and look for signal in these smaller numbers and smaller number of clients or number of customers or users, because it ramps over time, and it just feels really stressful at that time. If I could go back in time, I would tell myself to chill out.
There you go.
Yeah.
What's your proudest WordPress moment?
Probably the day we put Lifter LMS, the core plugin, for free on the WordPress repository. Mm-hmm. Like one of our guiding principles as a company is we ask ourselves, how can we create more value than anybody else for the course creators and these experts and these trainers in the world? And one of the ways we do that is we give as much as we possibly can away for free. Mm-hmm. When we first launched Lifter LMS, it was a paid plugin for $150. And once we had product market fit and realized there was something there, we flipped the script and, you know, made the plugin free and started building add-ons. And I was just really proud to be able to have figured out a business model that we could do that, because, one of our, missions in the world is to democratize education in the digital classroom. And there's a lot of people who use our free plugin for a lot of, not-for-profit education stuff that gets a lot of value. And that gives me an incredible sense of satisfaction.
That's awesome. I love that. Especially the part about democratizing education. At Give, we democratize generosity. And of course, WordPress is democratizing publishing. So yeah. When you can have those core values lined up with the products that we're using, it makes a lot of sense.
Totally.
Very cool. If you weren't working in web tech at all, so take it all off the table, what's another career that you might like to attempt?
Well, if I lost everything today, I would just go back to course creation, because I love that. And there's all, I have all kinds of interests. Like, you know, I'm a dog trainer. I'm an organic farmer. I have thoughts about parenting. There's all kinds of like topics I'm interested in that I love sharing about and helping other people. I really like helping other people become leaders and managers. Mm-hmm. So there's that kind of component. And, you know, in my old life, I did a lot of like wilderness stuff, you know, guiding and expeditions and stuff like that. So I could go back to doing some of that stuff. And yeah, so teaching and being out in the woods and helping others enjoy that, I would do something around those.
Like you could totally be on that show Alone, right? You could just like dump you in the middle of Vancouver, build your own little shack and live for a while.
Yeah.
It's like, I couldn't do that. Hats off to you, you could. What is something on your bucket list?
Well, I want to go skydiving at some point. I want to take my daughters and my wife, but I want to go take them when they're teenagers to Europe and a lot of other places as well to learn. Mm-hmm. So we do this kind of child-led learning approach. And as they get interested in more things, I want to take them just around the world to these places where, you know, I can facilitate their learning in a, you know, big way, like with the whole world as our canvas to explore and discover learning opportunities and stuff like that. So lots of travel with my kids and my wife to on the mission of learning, enjoying life and cross-cultural experiences. That's what I'm all about.
That's very cool. It's funny that you say that because I've been, okay, so we're in quarantine. I'm a single woman living by myself and I can only take so much television. I'm not ashamed to admit I have become a little bit of an addict, so I'm working on it, to TikTok. Okay. And the 60-second TikTok videos that people put out there. Some of them are just plain stupid, but there are some really educational ones. There's this one Egyptologist who in 60 seconds teaches you things about the pyramids. And I'm like, I follow that guy because I'm learning stuff that I never would have, in a million years, I never would have thought that someday I'd want to go to Egypt, but now I want to go to Egypt. So yeah.
Can you help me, Michelle? Can you help me, Michelle? Because I'm always late to the party. What is TikTok? I mean, I've heard of it, but like, what is it? Yeah. So it's like 60-second videos, basically?
It is. It's an app and it's 60-second videos. And people, like, and there's a lot of funny stuff on there now because it was really a teen thing, right? So teen, yeah. Early 20s that are into this TikTok thing. But now that everybody's like stuck at home, the teens have like shared this with their parents. My daughter's 28. She's texting me TikTok videos. And I'm like, well, I better get TikTok then. and she's got her own channel where she's doing. And there's like these dances people do and they just redo them and whatever. But then you have people who are taking 60 seconds to teach you really cool things. Nice. There's a girl I follow who had her, there was a storage shed in the backyard. And during quarantine, she and her brother are completely turning it into a hangout space for them and their friends for after the quarantine's over. And I'm watching every day a little more of the work that they're doing as a family on this. So little things like that. So yeah, 60-second videos. It's cool. Fun. Check it out. let's see, show us or tell us about a hidden talent that you have that the WordPress community might not know about.
I'm an amateur magician, so I do magic tricks for
do you have one for me?
I don't have any cards and stuff here, but yeah, I love magic, so that's kind of my thing. Cool. Yeah,
that's awesome. I thought you were gonna say maybe dad jokes because you said you're a dad. There is a guy on TikTok who does a dad joke of the day with his daughter, and it's hysterical because he's terrible at it, and that's the funny part. But yeah, magic, that's pretty awesome. I've never been able to figure out magic tricks or do them, so I'm one of those people that's always mystified. I'm your perfect audience.
Awesome.
Last question is, how do we find you online? Your website, your social media, Reddit, whatever.
Yeah. You can find me at lifterlms.com. I have a podcast for course creators called LMS Cast. So that's a good place to find me. And if you just Google Chris Badgett on Twitter or Facebook or whatever, you'll track me down. And, in terms of WordPress, I would say I really curate Twitter, my Twitter for the WordPress folks. So that's where I really tend to connect with WordPress people, but you can find me everywhere. But the best place is lifterlms.com, and check out the free LifterLMS plugin. It's in the plugin repository, and let me know what you think.
That's awesome. And for anybody listening, we will have all those links in the show notes. So go to wpcoffeetalk.com and you can find all of the ways to contact Chris on there too. So anything you'd like to share with us before we wrap up for the evening?
I just want to say thanks for having us, Michelle. And I genuinely believe there's like a course inside all of us. So if you're listening to this and you have something to teach, or you have a skill, or you have a passion, or just like a marketable expertise, to don't hold back. I see myself, there's a lot of people, there's a lot of friction between going from idea to like get doing the course. But if you have that kind of glimmer or that tickle in your mind, I would just say, don't give up on it. Listen to it and see what you can do.
I love that. And maybe you and I should talk later about doing a course on how to make 60-second TikTok videos, because I think there's something there. I really do.
Yeah. That's awesome.
You never know. Anyway, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to be here on WP Coffee Talk. I truly appreciate it. It's great to finally meet you face to face. I look forward to seeing you online more. So thanks for being here.
Awesome. Thanks, Michelle.
My pleasure. And to everybody out there, we'll see you on the next episode of WP Coffee Talk. Bye.